CKB4 CBA Mobile.
Or afternoon, it's 12:07 in 0GR.
You're behind the times there. Well, every now and then, I guess afternoon slips up on us. When it just happened 7 minutes ago. You doing all right today?
Well, I'm tired. The last 2 days have been a booger. I'm just sitting here watching a little TV and strolling through the internet. And, I think we're going to run over to Ingalls here in a minute.
Shoot me a video of that running over, because I want to see that part. I just take the car. It's a lot easier. But anyway, well, I'm headed back over to our oldest daughter's house to put the dining room table together. And there'll probably be a few odds and ends. But we're pretty much through moving her in. Other than that, I think. Oh, Lordy. She got her gas and water turned on today, so everything's on. So, I guess she's just needs to unpack her boxes and she'll be good to go.
Letter out to the mail person, but I didn't want to leave you here. Maybe I can catch her on the way back. Oh, Bernie says we're going out so we can mail it at the post office. It's absentee voters registration. That's only the second time we've ever done that, but I can't go in and stand in line anymore, Dave.
That's really the best way to do it. I hate standing in line. We're going to vote absentee because we're going to be up in the mountains. So, anyway. Oh, man. I tell you what. You need to come up here to Paris Point and get you some $2.59 a gallon gas. Boy, it's the cheapest I've seen that in a long time. Must be an election year or something.
You think? We better think about this one. They've run the strategic oil reserve down to 15 days. So if we get in a war, there's 15 days worth of petroleum to feed our national defense.
Exciting. Well, I guess... I need to get my phone out and I've got it out. I got it plugged into the 4Runner. But this lady right back there at Publix on Wade Hampton, and she's sitting at the traffic light, you know, wanting to go across the Lee Road or turning left or something. But she is sticking out in the lane, literally. I mean, you can't get around her. And she's looking straight ahead. And there's a car sitting there, you know, almost right up against her. And she's not even looking. She's just sitting there looking straight ahead like she's the only person in the world.
Too. I see so many of them that they stop at the a foot or so wide, and you're supposed to stop at the white line. Now, we learned this a long time ago when a lady come around and ran into Bernice, an older lady, and I shouldn't even call her a lady because she was a liar. But justice prevailed. She'd was worried about losing her driver's license, so she took it to court. Our car was 3 months old back in Kansas many years ago, and she come around the corner, and to her benefit, I guess you would say, the sun was in her eyes, but she was 80-some years old, and Bernice was 28 feet behind the stop sign, and she ran squarely into her. And it was a T-intersection, which Bernice could not have went forward. And then she stood up in court and lied and said, there were some city employees come by. And Bernice had run the stop sign, really, which she would have went out in a field if she had have. And hit a house. She said the city employees come by and swept up the glass real quick before the police officers got there. Duh. And the jury, they did not buy this. But she was fairly well off and didn't want to lose her driver's license because she'd been in numerous accidents. But it's, we found out if Bernice had been over that white line, she'd have been at fault. So whenever you stop at those stoplights, best you don't go over that white line. And I might say, the reason the gas prices are down is they drained the strategic oil reserve up in the northeast, but first they drained the one down in the south and ran out there almost. So both of them are down, and they say now the estimate is we have enough for 15 days if a war should break out. And they got us right on the edge of a third world war right now.
Well, I was watching this Ford in front of me, driving like a, he's got somewhere to be in a hurry. Okay, it's out of his way. Yeah, I tell you, I guess I'll take advantage of the price, but that's a little scary. Oh, me. And I had something else to say, but I can't remember what the heck it was, so I guess I'll send it back to you, KB4CBA.
This is 0GR. Yeah, I won't say no more, except that Biden said when he'd done that he was going to wait till the price went down, and then the price went down a little bit. But he, of course, he stopped all the drilling in the United States and exploration. And he said he'd buy it back then at a cheaper price, which he lied about that like everything else. And that's where we're standing right now. And that's stunning, Dave. It's just scary. And we don't have the fuel reserves for our military. And, it's worrisome. I don't sit around and worry about it, but it don't even make common sense, does it? It's just crazy. But that's why the gas prices are down. So now you know the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey says. Where are you headed now? To play tennis or going home?
Well, somebody wasn't paying attention. At the beginning of our QSO, I was saying I'm headed over to my daughter's house in Powdersville to put a table together and probably have a few other things to do. But she's moved in. She just needs to start unpacking. And, you know, of course she fell and landed, face planted, and broke a bone in her ankle, and good Lord, I don't know what all, skin hurt her shoulder, hurt her knee, hit her head, you know. So she's in one of these big boots and, you know, can't get around, and so Mom and Dad are helping her move in, so of course. course we'd be helping anyway, but you know, it's it just kind of compounds the situation. And you know, everything's a big deal, you know, to her. And I mean, she was I couldn't get her off the phone last night. She was texting me, and I finally told her I'm going to bed. And I did.
Well, you hit my head, and that's why I forgot what you said at first. When you punched my button about the fuel reserve, I apologize. But I'm sitting here doing drugs. My drug of choice is Dunkin' Donuts coffee. And so that's got me all stirred up, Dave. That's what it is.
Am I hitting the repeater?
Well, I hope not. But you're coming through, okay. I hope you're not hitting it.
I'm going to take you up there and tie you right to the top of it. And with zip ties, and then when they get brittle and break, then you'll have a nice fall to the ground. You know, it's not the fall that hurts, it's just that sudden stop at the bottom. Oh, and you were talking about the white lines. If you get stopped at a traffic light and you roll over the white line, they can give you a ticket for running the red light.
San Gerald GR. Well, Bernice said she didn't know that, and I didn't either. But I'll give you the tip of the day. There is no law enforcement around here that I ever see. If you see a police car, you know, it really arouses us because I always tell Bernice, there's a cop car. And they just don't have enough manpower. God bless them. But nobody enforces anything. These drivers, every single time I drive, you can tell, like yesterday, there was two of them following each other. Or day four, whenever I went down to the west side of town, and they were zigging in and out of the traffic, basically together. I don't know if they even knew each other, but they were in a hurry, like you mentioned that one a minute ago, and just going like a house fire, like there's no end to the world. And one of these days, for them, there won't be.
Well, they're out there, and a lot of them you don't see, because they're, you know, doing traffic stops, and they're clocking you, but you don't see them. You got to look really hard. I mean, they've got some, you know, good places to hide, and you know, and to catch people that are, you know, going excessive speed over the speed limit. I talked to a county guy one day, and he was, when I worked on their cars, and he said he sat on State Park Road, the 35 mile an hour part, and set his radar to go off, you know, for anybody going at 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. And he said he was busy writing tickets all day long.
In front of us, and I would say it was running in excess of 90 to 100 miles an hour, Dave. And they all think that this is their own private raceway. And I talked to a guy on this repeater one day. And he says, oh, yeah, that was our rite of passing at Blue Ridge High School, was to go down that hill, especially at night, and as fast as they could go. And we had one that turned over at the bottom of the hill here and ran into a tree upside down with two teenagers in it. And the highway patrolman said they was doing around 125 miles an hour.
Well, They got more horsepower than sense. Okay, I'll tell you. My dad gave me their 63 Bel Air, and had a 283 and a Power Glide transmission. And it had 80-something thousand miles on it, so it was pretty much wore out. You know, engines didn't last but about 100,000, and they were done. Or you could rebuild them. And so anyway, and I had that transmission rebuilt not long after they gave it to me. But anyway, it got me back and forth to Morris Hill for 2 years, and then I sold it and got me another car. But that car really wouldn't go very fast, so didn't have to worry about didn't have to worry much about it. Somebody was sitting in it with me. We were going back to Mars Hill. One of my girlfriends, and she said, "Let's see how fast this thing will go." And I just laughed at her. I said, "It won't go much faster than we're going now. I think the speed limit was 55. And I said, "You know, I'm not going to do that because, yeah, I need this cops all over 1923 back then, and they'd sit under the bridge and but they could clock you. I don't know how they did it, and I didn't want to be a part of that."
Thing called Vascar, and you ran over one tube, and it started the clock. And it looked like an analog SWR meter, and it would start going up. And I sat right beside the police officer that had one set up. And then when you hit the other tube, it was pneumatic, and it would shut it off and tell you the speed between those two tubes. That was the oldest one I can think of, or else a stopwatch. And I know out between Fredonia and Wichita, Kansas, they'd fly an airplane over it. And they had white marks on the road, on the highway. And they would clock you in between those. And then they'd have highway patrolmen set up down the highway to stop the cars as they come by. And there was a lot of hills out there in the Flint Hills. And so you could easily exceed the speed limit, which I think was 70 back then. But, I have a good radar detector, Dave. I know pretty much where they're set up at long before they clock me. Usually, not always. Radar detector is really useless if they clock you and you're the only one out there. But I still have fun with it. It's enjoyable, and I don't often speed that much. But my old buddy back in Kansas had a 57 Chevrolet, and I think it had a 3 or 4 speed on the floor, and it had a 283 with the power pack heads and I think 4-barrel carburetor, and that sucker would smoke the tires, let me tell you. But that power slide transmission, Mom and Dad had one in a 56 Chevy, and it was a real piece of work, let me tell you. Not And, I think it was just 2 speeds, wasn't it? Send 0TR.
0TR, KB4CBA. Well, I don't know if you, it sounds kind of like you dropped out in the middle of the sentence there, but I don't know. Well, I don't know what I was going to say. I am almost there. I'm taking the the 153 exit here off of 85, and then I'll turn back to the left, which most people are turning to the right, and just go over the bridge and down the road just a little ways, and there's a new subdivision down there, gated, and that's where I'll be headed. I'll be there in a couple of minutes. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that power slide transmission was like two speeds, and it was a real piece of work, not.
Nice thing about the Power Glide is it had the hydraulic pump was on the drive shaft, and so if the drive shaft was turning, it was pumping, and if you could get it, if you had a dead battery, you could get it up to 25 miles an hour. You could turn the switch on and throw it down in low, in first gear, and it would start the car. And I did that several times. In fact, I think when I sold it, I had to roll it. I had to give them the a push off because it was the road going beside our house. There was a hill, and that's the way I used to start it. Just roll down the hill and throw it down in low, and it'd start right up. Well, I'm here at the Enclave at River Reserve. That's the name of this place, and I gotta punch in a code here, so I gotta find that on my phone. So I better get out of here. Enjoy talking with you. And if Bernice is listening, make him behave. 73 is clear after yours. N0TRK B4CBA.
N0TR. Okay, Dave. Hope your sister's all right. And always enjoy the Q-Souls. Take care. Have a good day. We're going to run over to Ingles, I think. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
I said, send me a video of that running. I want to see that.